bringing it back to Rosie on the house, where we're talking about what you can do at $2,800.
The rest of that article can be found at ktar.com. If you're not part of the text team, you can text Rosie to 411-923 and get the link to that article every Friday morning. But I wanted to mention on that super cooling, we've had a number of people calling. You have to make sure you change your rate.
That's for sure.
Whatever your time of use, whether you're on the standard plan, combined advantage, you've got to get on the noon to 7 rate or whatever is comparable of that. Because each utility company has its own names for their rates. But look for the 7 to noon on peak use plan.
Noon to 7.
Yeah, thank you.
And listen, on Fridays to KTR, you can get new articles each week and by just texting.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I got a lot of questions this week about when are we going to do our Germany show. So we're going to do our Germany show next week.
But
okay,
I'm not going to be here.
Oh, we can't do the Germany show next week.
Can we wait 2 weeks?
We're going to have to.
Okay.
Yeah, you aren't going to be here.
I'm not. I'm doing...
Watch out.
I'm knocking something off my bucket list next week. I'm going to run in the Pat Tillman race.
Yes, you are.
I am. I'm going to run with Katie and Carol, our daughters. And I chose the Pat Tillman for a couple reasons. One is it's short. It's 4.2 miles. But it's in honor of Pat Tillman, who is just, if you haven't been here in Arizona very long, you don't know. If you've been here any amount of time, you know him. He's larger than life. Young man. And he was born in 1976 in California, was a fantastic football player, ended up with a full-ride scholarship as a linebacker to ASU, and went with them to the Rose Bowl in 97. And in that year, he won the Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year and ASU's MVP of the Year. Just a fantastic young man. And in 98, Cardinals picked him up, and he played for a couple years. And then in 2002, the war was going on. He said, you know what, I'm going over. I just have to do this for my country. Nobody believed he would go. He turned down a $3.6 million contract to go over. And he signed up with the Army Rangers with his brother, ended up in Iraq and then in Afghanistan. And 2 short years later, he was killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. Just a heartbreaking story. Just
More than heartbreaking.
So this is the 11th year of the run to honor him.
Okay.
It's been that long.
It has been.
And wow.
He died in 2004 and they started the race in 2004. They wasted no time in honoring this young man. Just
the distance is peculiar. 4.2
miles.
His
number. And they have Katie.
Was 4.2 or 42?
His number is 42. So everything about the race is
42.
Based off that number. So it's a 4.2 mile race, and they have a kid run afterwards for .42.
Ah, that's hilarious. Well, we've taken the opportunity for those of you, we've asked ourselves who is listening here early on Saturday mornings, and I think it's a lot of people that are fitness fans. They're out there hiking the McDowell Mountains. I mean, what better time of day would there be right now to be hiking up Tom's Thumb or Sunrise Mountain or any of those beautiful trails in around the McDowell Mountains or South Mountain? And so fitness people, I think, are up a lot. So we've invited a national certified personal trainer, Katie Stumbo, to come in and say, Katie, we were talking about how to spend money on your tax refund. If I decided to run with Jennifer next weekend, I could spend 30 or 40 of those dollars and go buy a pair of shoes and some nice shorts, and I could do that run.
First, I would suggest you spend a little more than $30 or $40 on a pair of shoes. It is one of the places in fitness where you are going to get what you pay for.
How?
And shoes are your foundation. It's like you don't cheap out on the foundation of your house. Don't cheap out on your shoes.
Okay.
You can wear a cotton t-shirt for all I care. Don't cheap out on your shoes.
Now, how about the folks that are preparing for the race or any race? What are you doing in the last week? You should already be in shape, and you really should just be resting this week. Is that right?
Well, that's actually a big misconception. There's two huge mistakes that people make leading up to a race.
I'm listening.
And one...
Go to Germany and drink beer and eat brats for 2 weeks.
For breakfast. That's perfect training etiquette. The two big mistakes people make is, one, they realize the race is a week away. I didn't get in the type of training I wanted to get in. So they get up this Saturday morning, a week before the race, and they go out for their long run, and they train and train leading up to the race.
I love getting in shape in one day.
Oh, man. If you could do that, everybody would do it. The other mistake people make is they rest too much leading up into the race. They take that last week and they just rest and don't really do anything. You need to shorten up your runs a little bit. You need to lighten up the pace a little bit, but don't stop. Wednesday would be a good day for your last run. Friday would be a good day for a brisk walk. Saturday's race day.
Now, that Wednesday run, is it the full length or is it?
Oh, no. Probably about half.
Okay.
About half at a light pace, a very light pace. Jogging. If you're jogging out there with your friend, you should be able to carry a conversation. That kind of a light jog.
Okay.
Just push me along in a wheelchair. I could talk to anybody. Now, how about the carbo loading philosophy?
I'm not a fan of that.
Okay.
Especially for a race that's this short.
Okay.
There's no reason to go carbo load the night before for a race that's going to take the average person around an hour. There'll be people take an hour and 10 minutes. There'll be the top finishers that'll finish in under 30. Okay, but there's no point in carbo loading if you're going for under 2 hours.
Now, the couple little half marathons and 10Ks I've run over the last couple of decades, you have to kind of declare what you think your running time is going to be so they know where to put you in there. Jennifer, what did you want? You want to make a public declaration?
I put in for 48 minutes.
48 minutes.
And
okay.
I did the run this week in 47.
Okay. So, all right.
But that's nothing to brag about because Katie's sitting here. And what is your time, Katie?
Well, Carol and I signed up to do it in 37.
Okay.
But what could you do it in without Carol?
Without Carol, without the running stroller?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I asked Carol, I said, do you mind if Katie brings the stroller? And she says, heck no, that means it'll slow her down some.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it in about 31.
Okay. All right. All right, we'll come back with some more tips on getting ready for the Pat Tillman and other physical events right after this.